Hang on, Tony. I mean, coming into this game now, with a feeling that you're running into some form at quite an important time of year.
Yeah, it's been two good results. You know, the obviously the performance against two good teams is encouraging. But the Premier League is so difficult, and every game that follows is a tough game, and it's a new challenge. And you know, we're playing against on Saturday a team in form. I think they've only lost one game this season. That was their first game, and they have got a lot of plaudits for the way they're playing. They've got some top players. They've invested heavily, and you know, Mauricio's gone in there, and it's taken him 12 months really to get it sorted out, or a little bit longer than that. And you know, they're playing the way he likes them to play, and the way that he managed Southampton.
It's actually quite refreshing that a manager gets into his second season, given the time to do the work that he was brought in to do.
Yeah, it's, you know, it takes, you know, some, you know, people used to say when I first started, you needed 3 years, 1 year to clear out what you didn't want, 1 year to work on the team that you want to work on, and the third year, if you're not close, then you haven't done your job. And that was always the, you know, when I started management, senior managers in the you know, in the top flight, when you spoke to them, or when I spoke to them as a young manager, they'd always say that. That was a principle that they always thought was right. But today, you know, that time is never given to you if the results are not there.
He had some terrific raw material to work with, in fairness. You look at his squad.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, not bad.
What do you make of a player like Harry Kane? Because he made his huge breakthrough last year. Second season, people are going to adjust to him, but he still looks a fine player.
No, he's a top player. I think the good thing about Tottenham is that they loan their players out. They get them out. I think Harry Kane had about five or six different loans. You know, he wasn't stuck in academy football. He was out playing football, which is what I believe in. You know, the kids have got to go out and learn their trade. And if they're not going to do that by playing in your first team, then they should be out learning it somewhere else. And him and Townsend and one or two others have been out and played lots of games in the lower leagues before they've come back and established themselves in their, you know, their team's first team or their club's first team. So, yeah, good player, and someone, you know, we'll have to keep a very close eye on tomorrow.
The Baggies fans, of course, will be mindful of what happened in August with their courtship of Saido Berahino. At this point, I mean, do you regret the effect that it's had on the season here, or is it just one of those things you have to cope with in football?
Well, it's affected us. If you actually look at Saido, when I came in last year, Saido was the most effective club at this football club. And from the period, what was it, the 2nd of January, right away through to the end of the season, you know, that's a long time. And he was the standout player. You know, this year, you know, it's been completely different. So we've played half a season, really, with a player who has got fantastic potential, unbelievable ability, and a knack of scoring goals. We've played really without him. And it's been a massive blow, and you know, something that not a lot of people have taken into consideration.
Can you imagine that they may well be coming back in January? I mean, given that Saido hasn't kicked
off. This is the problem again. You know, every 3 or 4 months you're going to have this same issue, and you know, whichever way you cook it, it's going to turn up. So you know, we're in that summit, but it doesn't do anybody any favours. It doesn't do the player any favours. It certainly doesn't do the club any favours.
The encouraging thing is what was produced on the field last week. It was a far more attacking performance at West Ham. The quality of football was raised. And we're seeing now what Ricky Lambert can offer as well, which is a big moment for him, wasn't it, last week?
Yeah, very much so. You know, I thought when he came on, he changed the game. But, you know, we're playing a top team, and whether I go with two strikers or whether I go with an extra midfield player and then see how the game goes, we'll have to wait and see. You know, I tried two strikers against Man City and against Chelsea, and although we got a couple of goals, they looked so dangerous. And, you know, both those teams scored 3 goals against us and could have scored more. So it's trying to find a balance for the right teams. You play against the right teams and finding a balance, which is very, very important, especially for clubs. You know, you just talked about, you know, the quality of players that these people and these teams have got, you know, to compete against them and to beat them. You have to sometimes go around it in a different way.
You touched a little bit there on the football you play. Sometimes we sit here and look outside from the Midlands, not really giving the credit. I mean, you do what you have to do, don't you, to win a game. If it has to be ugly, you can be. But you also play some decent football and don't seem to get the credit for it.
No, doesn't bother me. I'm more concerned about winning football matches and making sure everything at the football club is running properly. And, you know, that's always been my way. you know, right from the start. When I was at Bournemouth, Gillingham all the way through, you know, Stoke, we came in for a lot of criticism, but you know, we kept doing what we thought was right, and you know, we would we'd get results, and we'd enjoy our football, and that's what, you know, I'm more concerned about. I don't really bother about what other people say. You know, that is up to them. I can't affect what they think and what they say, so why worry about it? You know, I just keep my mind very, very clear and very focused on what I do.
Points on the board is all that matters.
Yeah, and also, you know, the structure in the club and getting the right spirit in the club and getting the right feel in the club and getting people who, you know, want to play for the club and want to work for the club. And you know, the Albion is a special club. It's been here a long time. It's got fantastic tradition. And you want players in the football club who respect it and respect everything about it. And, you know, there's a lot of things that goes on that go on behind the scenes that, you know, being a very basic, hard-working, working-class boy, you know, I expect, and sometimes you don't get it. And, you know, I'll work very, very hard to change that and to put it right, given the time.
Looking on the pitch, if it's right on the pitch, if it has to be right on the pitch, it has to be right everywhere to be right on the pitch.
Yeah, but you know, winning games can hide a multitude of sins behind the scenes, and you know, that's it's finding a balance. You've got to win games. Listen, you've got to keep it bubbling on the top of the surface, because if you don't, then you're not around very long. And if you keep it bubbling on top of the surface, it gives you a time then to build the football club and build it with strong foundations, and foundations that will carry on, you know, when you leave, and carry on in the right way when you leave.
I find it very interesting what you said about Seda Berahino, that you virtually lost him, a top player, was playing well for you, and then all that nonsense about moving, you lost him. Now, if you've lost him, sort of, I can't understand why perhaps you don't say, right, let's cash in and get rid of him, if you've lost him as a player, or do you hope to get him back as a player?
Well, again, the problem we've got is the situation with the windows. You know, the windows come up, and then, you know, like I say, the stuff that goes on, and in social media, the stuff that goes on through agents, the stuff that goes on around the kid's head is unbelievable. And, you know, that's part of the game that, you know, they have to deal with, the players have to deal with today. Some can deal with it better than others, and we have to accept that.
Can you put that right, though? You know, we're doing what you do with him?
Well, we've, you know, we try and we keep trying, and that's, as long as I'm here, I will keep trying to do it. But then you've got other influences around the place and behind the scenes that while you're doing something, they're doing something else.
Just finally, you came here some time ago and we talked about your plan and everything else. How far down the road are you with your plan for this? Not the team necessarily, the club. How far down the road are you?
Well, I now know the club. Just under a year being here. So I now know the club, I know the run-ins, I know how it works and this, that and the other. So that's interesting. I think younger, in my younger days, I'd have gone in and just smashed the place up and tried to, you know, build it from the bottom to the top. But I've given myself enough time to have a look at how the club runs and what's done in all aspects of the club. And then, like I say, you know, I think it's be time to sit down with the chairman when we get together and have a good chat about everything and, you know, try and improve little bits here and little bits there. Will make the club successful. As I've said, you know, you're just a custodian of the club for a time. The most important thing is, for me, is when I do leave, that people will say, well, he did a good job there, and that's all I want. You know, I'm not one of those who steps in and steps out. If I'm allowed to manage, then I really, really want to make the club a better club, you know, both on the pitch and off the pitch, and then walk away with it and be comfortable one day coming back. But I have to be given the opportunity to manage. If you're not given that opportunity to manage, then obviously it's a different situation.
Any injuries? Just
one or two knocks, but we'll see today.